Slavs in Thuringia. During the 6th century, Slavic tribes moved their settlements to the area along the Mid-Elbe and the Zala rivers. The reason the Slavs migrated from the original settlement areas in the east and southeast was the invasion from Asia by nomads on horseback.
Slavic presence in Thuringia is confirmed by archaeological and written sources, but also by numerous names of places and fields. Place names ending in "-its", and with no German stem, for example, are of Slavic origin, like Irknitz, Kostritz, and Klosterlausnitz.
In the 8th and 9th centuries, the Slavs settled on both shores of the Zala River. They secured their territory east of the river by setting up fortified castles, like the one atop the Johannesberg near Jena Lobeda. In addition, historic sources of that time mention Slavs living in Thuringia who belong to the tribe of the Zorbs. Erfurt becomes the focal point for trade with the Slavs. In the 10th century, the new settlers could be found in an area that extended as far as the Thuringian forest. They established their own villages and cemeteries, as in Espenfeld near Arnstadt.
The cemetery at Espenfeld enabled us to learn much about women's jewellery. They had a preference for pearl necklaces, splendid silver earrings, and magnificently decorated silver finger rings, with and without precious stones. A typical element of women's fashion was also headwear, like the temple rings.
Men usually carried no more than iron knives, although some of them also had spurs. Documentary sources indicate that these were warriors on horseback, or village elders. The Slavs formed their pottery by hand and decorated it with angular and wavy patterns.
Germans and Slavs lived in peaceful coexistence. The Slavic population maintained their identity until the 12th century. It was not until the 13th and 14th centuries that they finally merged with the German populace. The mural relief at the Ratskeller of Großbrembach is a reminder of the fact that in the 16th century, the town developed from what had originally been two separate communities, a German village and a Slavic village. Depicted are a German with blonde hair and a dark-haired Slav. They are portrayed sitting under a hat and drinking together out of a horn.